who host this show. They give relationship advice that you want.
Hello.
Okay, this is a speed edition of Pork Therapy. We're doing a quickie right now.
That's Stephanie. This is Mike.
Oh, that was so good. Yes, you introduced me, so I don't have to introduce myself.
That's right. If you want to see us, if you want to find us, you can find us at porktherapy.com on the web. You can Twitter us, twitter.porktherapy.com.
And micro machines are awesome.
So, we are going to make this a super quick episode because the question from our listener is, and who are you, if you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Josh.
And what's our question?
It's about the quickie. If you spend so much time asking about the quickie, should you just save it for later?
I don't know if that was the kind of quickie we were referring to, but should you save it for later? What do you think, Mike?
What kind of quickie are we talking about?
Yeah, well, I'd like to know.
We'll put it in like a relationship frame.
Okay, okay. So a quick bout of sex.
Yeah, the sexual quickie.
The speed booty call.
The sexual quickie.
If you have to force it into like a 2-minute window.
No, I disagree.
Should you just save it?
No. It's contextual, surely, but I can remember. I can remember some
motioning to a peanut.
Yeah. just to rephrase the question, repeat the question, because a peanut just walked up who's going to be on the show with us.
It's a cute peanut.
If you're going to have a quickie and it's going to be just a few minutes anyway, should you even bother having it?
I mean, you're at a red light or you're backed up at the toll booth. I mean,
that's okay. That's
is there a point where you should
that's
just
an extreme quickie that I've never participated
in. Government roads.
But I needed to leave. Like now to get to to meet someone I was having dinner with, and I decided to have a quickie, and so we were 15 minutes late, and I hate being late, and it was rude of me, but I think it was worth it.
4 hours late.
But it was an unintentional quickie.
No, that was me, Mike. I was making a joke.
That's right, I remember that. So I think it depends. I mean, we didn't say I'm in the mood for sex, but I want it to only be 5 minutes. We just
started making out, and
it just turned into sex real quick.
I'm talking about the planned quickie.
What? The planned
the
quickie.
Planned
like,
quickie.
Like someone's at work and they have a lunch break and they have to drive.
We've got four and a half minutes. We probably won't enjoy this, but let's just do it anyway.
If you won't enjoy it, why do
it?
But I think
everyone,
wouldn't you think they'd even enjoy that? Just not as much as taking hours.
I mean, you have to, if you're only down to 4 minutes, you have to plan for locating your underpants again.
It's
easily 35 seconds.
See, not necessarily.
That you're losing.
Just go back to
I think whether you save the quickie depends on what you predict is going to happen in the near future. If you're going to predict that you're going to have enough time to finish things out, then save it. Yeah. Not clean up.
Wait, you've
got to save time for clean.
Sometimes it's just
you don't want to go back to work with your hair
that's
sticking
true,
up like something something about
I mean, you don't want to push yourself too hard. You don't want to pull anything.
You
don't want to break
you don't want to injure yourself. That's true. Safety first.
Take advantage of any sexual contact.
Okay, so if we took a quick
like
poll, you say save it or save it or do it.
Save it for when it can be worth
okay,
it.
Okay.
You know, like a movie
quick
ticket.
Poll. Save it or do it.
Do it.
Save it.
I'm 50-50, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys win. And we are almost at 4 minutes, and we only have 4.5 minutes, so we better go.
I got to find my undies later.
Email us. Email us at Mike for a quick date at Mike@porktherapy.com.
Or Stephanie at porktherapy.com if you like the show.
No, not if you want a quickie, because I'm going to save it.
if you want a 4 hours, then email Stephanie. And thanks for listening.
God, please don't. Bye.
Bye.
You're right.